sure yesterday that if you make a Birchas HaMogen on something that needs Alanisia, you're not Yoytze, unless it's Mezoinus or Tamarim or wine. The person has a topic, you should make a Baruch or not, you should not add that into Baruch HaFarayim. Eidu food, not sure from the Shiva Saminim. Here's a Chiddush. If something's a topic, it's a Baruch HaGofen or Baruch HaFashas, you know, we're supposed to make an Alagefen or Baruch HaFashas, so then you can't say Alagefen in the Alamichia because it's a sad to say that you're mentioning Alagefen when it's the Falnaf Natim. Creative fruit is natural from the Shiva Saminim. So over here, it's definitely a fruit. The question is if it's one of the Shiva Saminim. So over here, the Mogen Avraham says that you can take, drink wine or mezainis, and then also add Alayta Priyat. Because the Manusha, in the Snavi Shiva Saminim, is still saying Priyat to something which is still Shaykh. So the Kitzur, if you have a suffix, which the suffix, even on the Shabbat, that's not a fact in the Baruch HaKham Eid Shalosh, but the item you're eating is shaykh to the words you're saying. For example, it's a pri. So even if the thing doesn't need a leitza priyate, but you could add a leitza priyate to your alamichya, because you definitely ate the pri. If the suffix is supposed to make a leitza, but if it's something that the child considered a pri or not, then you should not add that suffix into your alamichya. The Shabbat brings also Chiddush from the Taz. This whole din that not for the stuffing for the alamichia is a chachil. You shouldn't eat the thing on smach that you can add it into your alamichia. If you already ate it, and now you have a stuffing for the Prophet Reyn is, in such a case, you can add that stuffing into your alamichia.